Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and good morning to the West Coast, and good afternoon to the East Coast, to the North, to the South. You know I got love for y'all. Y'all, welcome to Spiritual Feeding. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay, and you are live on Diva Spot ENT. Today is November the 11th. It is Thursday, and a lot of us should be thirsty for the Word of God, because this is what we do. And get it in each and every Monday through Friday. We get it in 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast. We get our spiritual feeding in And all week we've been talking about staying committed to the community. And on today's topic, we're going to be talking about the neighborhood church. But before I do that, I have to just give praise and thanks to God for just continuing to use me as a tool. He woke me up this morning, even though I was dragging this morning, but he woke me up this morning and gave me a chance for me to say, God, I love you. I thank you for continuing, for being there for me, for continuing to bless my show, and also taking care of things in the midnight hour when I was sleeping. Lord, thank you for working when I was sleeping. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. So shout out to God each and every day, microsecond of the day. I also want to give a shout out to Y-Dot, great brother, great brother. Y-Dot on Twitter, we had a great conversation, and, you know, he definitely encouraged me to get my testimony on, and that's coming soon, so y'all stay tuned. Even Mary Kay got a testimony, and it's going to take a whole 2 hours for me to give it to y'all, but I'm just so thankful on the day that I got the opportunity. I also want to give a shout-out to Future Guru 100. He's a great man. I want to give a shout-out to Ms. Nira, Lush Radio Online, ME2K, Ms. Pretty. And if you want to get shout somebody out on the show, you want me to shout you out, shout somebody on the show, check in with me on a live chat. I'm definitely in on a live chat. Check in with me. And, you know, we can definitely get it in. But today we're talking about the neighborhood church. And I said this before, Mia, several people then had this conversation about for every liquor store, there's a church on the corner. A lot of people say everywhere you go is a liquor store or a poppy store or something on the corner, but they forget to say it's a church. It's a church that comes before, and it's a church that comes after. If you take a look in your neighborhood right now, when you out getting the kids out and about, take a look. It's a church before and after those liquors and poppy stores, and we have to utilize the church. The church is a part of the community, y'all, and so many times, you know, we walk past it like it's a regular house. That's not a regular house. That's God's house. And, you know, and even to the church has a commitment to the community as well as the community has a commitment to the church. But the church should be shining. On each and every block, the church should stand out no matter how big, how small it is. But anything that has God is shining. And a lot of times, you know, we can't see the church. But I definitely want to get into the neighborhood church. I'm going to say a scripture. It's chapter 25, verse 45. It goes like this. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it now to one of the least of these, ye did it to me. And that's Matthew 25:45. Now, most of the women at Alex's house was Christian. Janice used to be faithful, but hadn't been to church in years. Now, since her husband had left her with the 3 kids, a dog, and bills galore, Janice said she didn't have the time, energy, or money to go to church. We all been there. I've been there too. Now, her mind began to change, though, when the Christian women at Alex's church volunteered to watch the kids for free after school. You know, the women in the church, they came to her. They said, we'll watch your kids for free after church. How wonderful is that? Without that offer from her newfound friends in the church, Janice probably would have just lost her job and even lost her sanity. It's so wonderful how we have the elders and the women in the church and the sisters in God in the church. They reach out. So blessed to have them. Now, Janice, she told the women, she said to them, you know, sometimes just when you think that there is no hope and you want to just give up, those times when you know you're doing everything in your power to make up, to just make things, to make them better, like you're doing everything in your power to make things right, and you're not being lazy, you know, you working and trying to raise your kids and to have some sense of stability, let the trials of life decide to just break loose everywhere and anywhere they want to, then right in the middle, right in the middle of your night, a beam of light shines through your window to let you know morning is coming, ladies. It's coming. Today you are my ray of hope, and thank you. Just when you think everything, all the weapons are formed against you, that's mothers and fathers, just when you're going through like, oh, the light's about to get cut off, the cable about to get cut off, I don't have nobody to watch my kids, nobody that at least I trust to keep my children. I'm going through, I'm about to lose my job. Why not try the church? Why not put your faith into the church? The church is any community should be a shining beacon to all who live inside in it. Today there are a million of children who have nowhere to go after school. The government, the money, there's nowhere for the kids to go. And at the same time, mothers worry about safety of their children while they're at work. I know sometimes you got a family member that you don't want to leave your kid with. But you know if you don't leave your kid there, it's a possibility that you can lose your job. Or the days that you're missing, your ends is not going to meet up to the end of the day with the bills. Did y'all know that most crimes are committed by kids? They occur on the weekdays through the hours of 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. But you know what? Maybe we can help. Maybe we can help ease that situation. And we can help through the church by opening church doors in the communities to the school children. What better place for your kids to be in an after-school program within the church? Wonderful. The sight of the church fulfilling the basic needs of this community is truly a testimony and a love of God. That's the show of God. I have been in that situation where, you know, and thank God in the early stages of Makai life, shout out to Gwen. Shout out to Gwen Amante. She is the most greatest aunt in the world, and she's a woman of God, too. But, you know, I've been in those days where my son was too little, and I felt like, you know, I'm going to sacrifice me working or whatever the case may be to stay with my child, to be there for my child. And to all my sisters and brothers out there right now that's going through and worrying about child care, you got everything else going on, you know, you got the job, you getting them in school, you up on a routine, but it's just that after school program part. Try the church. You're not alone. We care for your kids too. The church care for your kids too. Now, there is a concern that just rised in me when I said that about the after school program from the church. If you can drop your kid off at the church for the after-school program, you can attend church services at that church. Now, the church is being committed to the community, is open the doors up to the children, to the school children. You should be, as a community, committed to the church, to go into the church, first of all, to get the word of God. We can get the word of God. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't have to go to church to get the word, and I can worship God in my home or whatever the case may be. I understand that, but you must go to the house of God to get the word. It's so important. I used to say that all the time, you know. I can sit at home and worship the Lord or whatever the case may be. But I'll be at home, and not one time did I turn on, you know, I used to be like, well, you know, I can watch T.D. Jakes on TV, and I can watch, and that's cool. But I didn't take the initiative. I was at home not taking the initiative, talking about I'm praising the Lord at home, and I'm sleeping all Sunday. I just woke up late, got up, ate, laid around, watched TV, watched everything on TV, and the crazy thing about it, right next to the couch on the end table, there was a Bible. Now, one time did I pick it up. It's that free will, y'all. You got to put yourself in the atmosphere to correctly and completely praise the Lord. It's so important. It's so important. Don't get down, y'all. Don't get discouraged. Take it to the Lord. Take it to the church. And we're going to talk about how if you go into a church and your church don't have the after-school program or they don't open it, they have not got to the point to make arrangements to open the doors to the kids in the after-school, we're going to talk about how you can help your church step their game up by opening up the doors. We're going to talk about how to go to your pastor or go to the youth ministry in your church and say, you know what, we need to talk about opening doors for the kids. I definitely want you to call in and praise with me first, you know, and talk about what's going on with you. Tell me what God is doing for you. Let's talk about these kids. We need the support, and I want your opinion. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT, and we getting that spiritual feeding. Save me a piece of that breakfast and also save me a piece of that lunch, East Coast. All right, y'all, let's get into some music because God is able to do all things. And not only do we know that God is able to do all things, Kirk Franklin knows that God is able to do all things.
Come on, put some hands together. Say, he's able.
Oh, my God. God is so able, so able, so able. You just got to let him in. For those who are just tuning in, you now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT, and we talking about, we giving you this spiritual feeding, 1 hour of spiritual feeding each and every day. How wonderful it is that God can give us a palate to just praise him and worship him. You know, God only asks for 10% of your time. 24 hours, 10% of 24 is 2 hours and some change. Just give it to him. Give him the praise. And that's why I'm able to be here with y'all on today, giving y'all the spiritual feeding. I'm so glad that we can wake up and have breakfast on the West Coast and get the spiritual feeding. We can get the lunch at 12 p.m. on the East Coast and get that spiritual feeding. Every time you feed yourself, you should be every time you feed yourself physically, you should be feeding yourself spiritually and mentally with the Word of God. It's so important. He is able. God is so, so, so good. On today, we're talking about the neighborhood church. We've been talking all week about staying committed to the community. It's so important for us to stay committed to the community. And today we're talking about, you know, as far as with the kids. And I was telling y'all before we went into, that was Kirk Franklin, He's Able, that beautiful song about how we can come to our churches and help them step their game up if they already don't have an after-school program. Now, you can find out if the youth minister in your church has an after-school program. First thing you want to do is find the youth ministry and see who's the head of it, or the elders will tell you, anybody will tell you, and find out if there is an after-school program. And if they don't have one, then find out if the elementary or middle or high schools connected with your neighborhood does. Now, ask your pastor or your youth ministry leader to consider allowing the church to serve the need of the children for after school. You can go, and a lot of people, you know, they're intimidated by their pastor. Stop being intimidated by your pastor. Your pastor is a tool. He's a tool for God. God is using him to teach and preach the word of the Lord. And he tells you this each and every Bible study, every church meeting, every Sunday school, every worship service. He tells you this. There's no pastor at any church that is not saying that they are a tool to be used by God, that they are used to teach and preach the word of the gospel. And if they ain't saying that, then you need to get out that church, honey. Run fast. As soon as you go out the door, if this is the case, pray right there on the church steps, because that's not what's up. That's definitely not what's up. But don't be intimidated by your pastor. Don't be intimidated, you know, by anybody in the church, sisters and brothers. If you're having this issue, you need to reach out. You need to reach out and let them know what's going on. They can't read your mind. They don't know what's going on. Now, if the arrangements are put into place, If there is no after school program and if those arrangements are put in place, your job now is to get the word out to the kids to have somewhere so they can have somewhere to go after school. You know, it's so important that you do so. After you get those arrangements going at the church or whatever the case may be, and the pastor say, okay, we're gonna look into that and getting it available for you because we know you need help or whatever the case may be, now you should be running and singing and praying and telling everybody in the 10-block radius in your neighborhood that the church has an after-school program that they looking to start up. But then when you tell them that, if you can go and tell the good news about an after-school program, you can tell the good news about the church. You can tell the good news about God. Don't leave that out. And definitely don't leave that out. And again, I got the live chat up. I said that before we went into the break, and God is so good. He reminded me to say, go and look at that live chat and make sure it's active, and it's active now. So you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryKay, and I'm sorry, Diva Spot ENT. And once you get there, you click on the chat now button. So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, and you can get on a live chat, get your shout out on, call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347 850-1521. And, you know, let's talk about this topic as far as the children and let, you know, me and everybody else know, let God know what he has done for you, how he pulled you out of the storm. Because it's people right now, even the children, all my youth that's listening right now, I know it's weapons formed against you, and it's very, very hard at times, you know, in the world for things that got going on, and you like, man, I done got out of school. Some kids feel like the school is their safe haven. You know, they happy to go to the school. They happy to say, you know what? And then when it's time to get out of school, they like, man, I got to go back to this block. I got to go back to this unhealthy house in my house. The people in my house, you know, they crazy. They got issues. But to all my youth, baby, stand strong. I'm standing with you. We all standing with you. Make it your business to go to the church. Because you're going to start to realize, and you need to realize right now, that can't nobody do you like Jesus. Nobody is going to be able to help you get through school and them hard times and them emotions. And let's not forget puberty. And when y'all start hitting that teenage stage and your head starts spinning around, only God can work out everything that you're going through and all your needs. He will supply. For all my graduates, my teenagers, my young adults, you know, that's about to graduate out of high school and you want to have that nice car and, you know, you planning for prom already or whatever the case may be, put it in the Lord's hands. And you want a job. You want to be independent. You out there doing your thing on your own, put it in the Lord's hands. Because you want God to cover it with the blood. You want to be able to be a leader. Don't be a follower. Be a leader. Start changing the conversations. Adults, too, I'm talking to y'all, too. When y'all are amongst a group of y'all friends or whatever the case may be, in these unnecessary conversations that we be having or used to have, if somebody can call you and tell you some drama about old girl next door or a family member in your family, you change that conversation. This how you do it. Let me give you a prime example. Somebody call you on the phone. And be like, girl or man, let me tell you about such and such. Diapers that came and took her kids. Oh, boy, and got locked up. Such and such and got into a fight. Such and such smashed old girl. Such and such got caught cheating. Da-da-da-da-da. Let them ramble. Let them run on because what they're going to do is they're going to pause and they're going to wait for your feedback. This is what you do. You say, wow, the devil is always busy. But God can take care of all things. Man, right now we need to pray for them people. I pray that she get herself together and get them kids out of diapers. I pray that he and she realize that their bodies belong to the Lord as a temple to be respected. I pray that they start fighting amongst each other and get some unity with one another. I pray that God cover all those situations, cover that brother that's locked up in jail right now and give him some understanding, some wisdom, and some favor to not to become a repeated offender and go back there. You ain't got to say, look, man, I don't want to hear all that. You know, why you always calling me in some drama? You dramafied. Now, after you pray over the situation, you say, God, I pray over the person on the phone, or Keisha, Day-Day, whoever you talking to, you say, God, I pray over such and such that none of these things and none of these weapons be formed against them and that we can come together and pray together and unify together, agree with each other so we can pray for those in the neighborhood or those in the family. I know it's aggravating. Sometimes people call you with the mess, but you got to take the step and say, you know what? Let me change this conversation up. You the leader. They called you. Recognize your position when somebody called you. You are the leader. To my youth, to my mother, to my father, to my grandmothers, my aunts, my uncles, my sister, brother, cousins, best friends, you are the leaders. It has to start with somebody. Because if you feed into that mess, just think about it. If this person can call you up and tell you somebody else's business, God forbid something happened with you, they're going to make a whole article out of it. Because if they're talking about them, what makes you think they won't talk about you? And also, you need to check yourself, feeding into the mess. you know, feeding into the mess. Because you can be the one that got the article running. And that's real talk right there. I have to sip some of my own. I was having this OG coffee, Organo Gold coffee yesterday, but now I got the OG tea. Oh, man, it's so good. And it gives me so much energy. Y'all got to get this. Y'all got to get this tea. Y'all got to get this coffee. It's a latte, and it's also a black coffee. And Ms. Hargrove actually introduced me to this great woman. She's about her business. She'll send you samples. She'll network with you. This product is really, really good, and I stand behind it. And after I do the show, I go running, trying to, you know, make sure I drag myself through those 2 miles, because Lord knows after the 14th minute, you know, until my run, I'll be like, oh, Lord, help me. Everything starts tightening up. But this Organo Gold coffee and tea has definitely helped me out to give me a lot of energy, and I don't feel weighted down. But to get this coffee and to get this tea, you want to go to mhargrove.organogold.com. That's mhargrove.organogold.com. Now, it's Organo. It's not organic. It's Organo. That's organogold.com. Again, you can reach out at her website. Go to the website, mhargrove.organogold.com. They got the coffee, the latte coffee. They got the tea, and they got the black coffee, and they got cocoa. It's the wintertime, but how good is it to have, you know, organic stuff? We're getting back to the organic state of things, the more healthier state of things. You know, in the biblical times when things were made from a natural source, you want to get that natural stuff going with you. And how natural is it to, you know, go back to the church? The church was made, and I have to keep stressing the church, because it's a church. It's like 4 or 5 churches within a mile radius of you right now. Y'all need to realize that. And you know why I say that, and I'm talking so strong about it, because I didn't realize it. When I was out there running in the world, and, you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I'm a super Christian. So let's just do a diva pause right now. I am not perfect, but I am blessed. I can tell you that right now. I'm not perfect, but I am blessed, and I'm not ashamed to let y'all know how good God is. No matter if I'm on the bus, if I'm driving in the car, if I'm in the grocery store, I'm getting my nails done, hair done, everything done, I'm telling them how good God is. God comes out of my mouth like air, like I breathe it. I had to get to that point. And the attention that I'm getting now, I know it's only because of God, because I'm doing his will. I'm making it my business to rise early, be an early riser with the Lord. My mothers, my fathers, my youth, my grandmothers, my aunts, be an early riser with the Lord. Don't be telling God how big your problems is. Tell your problems how big your God is. We wake up stressing, oh, did the lights get cut off today? You hate to get up and turn the light on in your room because you're so worried about it. Let me tell y'all something about lights. I had a $1,500 light bill. I was living in East Orange, New Jersey, on Greenwood, 141 Greenwood Avenue. I had a $1,500 light bill, and this was over the summer, and it was my fault for running the ACs and making minimum payments. I opened that bill. I looked at that bill. I said, "Ooh, God, you got mail." "Ooh, God, you got mail." I took that bill in, and it was a little hallway in the house. I had a little table right there, and I left it there. I didn't worry about that no more because my faith was stronger than my will. I didn't have to worry about that bill no more, because when I said, "God, you got mail," I knew, and he knew in my mind that I put my faith in him to take care of it. A single mother paying $900 rent, then we got the $1,500 light bill, let's not remind you of the cable, the bus cards, the phone bill, the child bill, the food bill, the laundry bill. I didn't worry about bills no more. I had got to a point in my life where I knew God was going to take care of it. And he did. It was by the end of that month. Somebody came along. God sent one of his angels. God sent one of his people to me. And they was like, you know, LaCasa is paying, helping you pay your light bill and taking care of back bills or whatever the case may be and get you caught up. Or if you're getting cash assistance from welfare or whatever the case may be, they'll pay off your bill. Now, I have two options here. At the time, I wasn't receiving cash assistance from welfare. I was only getting Medicaid and food stamps. So I didn't qualify to go to my caseworker, which was a dreaded day within itself, to go to my caseworker and say, you know, can y'all pay this bill? But I did have the option because I worked to go to La Casa. I went down to La Casa, brought in my income, my proof of address, my Social Security card, my birth certificates for me and my son. And don't tell me, didn't they pay that bill? They paid $1,500 worth of a bill. But that's because when I said, God, you got mail, and I prayed on it that night, I didn't think about it no more. I didn't go back and keep peeking in the envelope. I didn't wake up in the morning and creep to the light switch and say, oh, I hope the lights ain't cut off. I didn't leave the light on in the hallway to my bedroom when I go to sleep so when I wake up I can crack my eye out of the crust and look and see if it's still on. I didn't go around complaining and trying to do this with my family members and borrow money and put myself in more debt. I didn't do none of that, y'all. I didn't do none of that. I left it in God's hands, and he took care of $1,500 worth of electricity that I didn't have. But I did learn something from that. I learned to stop paying the minimum of things. Stop being on the minimum board. Get off the minimum board. You know, because I wanted to get that front lace. I wanted to get that $80 front lace. Instead of putting that $80 with the other $80 and making $160, which was the bill was in the beginning, I wouldn't have been back on my bills. We got to get off this minimum board, y'all. Stop doing things to a minimum. Worshiping God to a minimum. Loving our kids to a minimum. It's like part-time. You make the minimum payment. If you're doing minimal stuff, you're going to get minimum results. And that's real. If you are doing minimum things, you are going to get minimum results. And don't be sitting around looking like, oh, man, this is messed up. You know, and why I can't get a break? Why I can't get this? Why I can't get that? Why I can't get TRA? Why I can't get Section 8? Why I can't get a break? Why I don't have, you know, somebody? Because my mother died when I was 17 years old. So I end up getting custody over my sister and my brother. We have family members, but there really was nobody there to watch the kids, you know, that I trusted. I had trust issues. I didn't want to let nobody close to my son or my sister or my brother. Matter of fact, at the time, I didn't have my son, but I had trust issues. But, you know, sometimes we got to open up, y'all. Call in 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I definitely want to get your opinions with this. Chop it up with me. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what God has done for you. You know, we back to talking about as far as with the church. You know, and the great programs that your church has. I want to definitely, y'all shout y'all churches out. Churches get shout outs too. You know, I think a lot of people, we forget that we can shout our church out and show some love. That's it. It kills me when, you know, now for me not to give God and my home church the glory. It's just the sweetest thing, and it's always going to be the sweetest thing. It's been there for years. The church has outlived all of us, and they're going to be here when we go on. Y'all got to remember that, but y'all got to get to the point that y'all still standing. You got to get to the point that you're still standing. No matter where you at, no matter what's going on, you got to get to the point to say, you know what, even though I probably lost my job because I didn't have no child care for my child, I'm still standing, Lord, and I'm still here. And soon the storm is going to be over. Y'all now tuned in live to your girl Diva Mary Kay. We on Diva Spa Radio ENT live, and we getting you your spiritual feeding. Spiritual feeding, and that's what it's all about. That's what the show is all about. Northern Storm is going to be over real soon. Stay tuned.
Cloudy day,
they're all gone. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now live on Diva Spa Radio ENT, and we are getting that spiritual feeding, and that's all what it's about. I definitely want to give a shout-out to the Facebook love. It's so crazy how an hour can go by too fast. But I definitely want to give a shout-out to Hilton Bright. I want to give a shout-out to Aaliyah Parker. I'm just thankful for these people. Like, it's just wonderful to have somebody backing you and be able to tell people what God has been doing. And we talking about the neighborhood church today. All week we've been talking about staying committed to the community. And it just has been a blessing. We've been talking about, you know, staying committed to the community as a community was supporting, you know, the neighborhood stores in your area, supporting the youth, supporting the family, supporting yourself. And now we're talking about the church supporting the community and the community supporting the church. So many times it has been that, you know, people have lost their jobs, and I have been one of them, that have lost their job, and because we don't have anybody or any family members or people that we trust, and single fathers, single mothers raising these kids. And, you know, the great idea, I'm so glad that God gave me the word, you know, to teach and preach to y'all on today, is to talk about the church that you attend or go to, because it's a church before and after every liquor store on your block. It's a church every block in a 10-block radius of your neighborhood. Holler at your church, man, and see if they have an after-school program. And if they don't, you want to go to the person who's in charge of the youth ministry and hold on 1 second, y'all. You want to go to the church that's a part of your ministry, the part of youth ministry, go to your pastor and say, do we have an after-school program? And, you know, is there any way that we can open the doors after school to the church so I can be able to continue to provide for my child? Now, you're doing a benefit to yourself and your family, to your children. This is an upgrade right here, y'all. Not only are you going to work providing for that child, but then at the same token, you keep putting your child in the house of God. And make sure you check out the church. Don't just go, church is not a daycare. Let's say that, church is not a daycare, y'all. The after-school programs are not daycare, but it's so wonderful that if your church does have an after-school program or you was the and taking in part of getting them, the church to have an after-school program, not only is they getting help with their homework, but they're getting help with the Word of God. They're getting two teachings in one. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it good? You should be, you know, saying to yourself right now, you know, well, it's Thursday now. It's probably something going on at the church. But when you get to church this Sunday, you want to think about it because it is hard out here for us. You want to stay connected. You want to stay real in what's going on, regardless of if you Baptist, if you Christian, if you Buddha, if you a Jehovah Witness. It don't matter because all religions got a place where they go to worship. And outside your worship and outside your praising of the God that you understand, and you still go to work. And that's real. You still go to work. You still need child care, and it's so expensive. I mean, seriously. It's so expensive. And a lot of the AVID programs where the child that's 3 years old can go to the AVID program, I think it's like 8 to 6 in the evening, which is a very long time, but they're cutting it because of the funding. Again, don't get discouraged. Don't get upset. And if there's not a church that you attend in your neighborhood or you're going to, get one. It's a necessary. Not only don't you need a physical house for you to live in, for you to provide and take care of your family, you need a spiritual house too. It's important. We need two houses. We need a house where we can live in, provide for our kids, our family, have shelter over our head, and we need a spiritual house where we can go and feed ourselves spiritually, mentally, physically, reach out, praise God. protect our children. It's so important. It's so important, and we got to remember that. I'm so thankful that I got this information on today, and this is what it's about each and every day. I step my game up and step the show up by saying, you know what, I'm going to start adding this spiritual feeding for 1 hour each and every day. Because if I can do Frontline Fridays, and if I can do Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and if I can do Soulful Sundays, I can do spiritual feeding for 1 hour each and every day. And it's so great that I wake up and I got the show is rocking. The show is rocking 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast. See how God is working? How ironic. I'm waking up with the West Coast, and I'm waking up with breakfast on the West Coast, and I'm having lunch on the East Coast in the North and South. Y'all know I got love for y'all. It's so great. You got to use yourself as a tool. And don't be thinking that, you know, you have no place or you can't offer anything to God. Even if you out there drugging or bugging, using, confused, banging and slanging, tipping and tricking, you still have something to offer to God. You want to know why I say you still got something to offer to God? Because God made you perfect just the way you is, and he made you in your image. I definitely want to get more opinions, 347-850-1521. Again, 347-850-1521. And you can get on a live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. I'm so thankful. I'm about to go to the hotlines and open them up. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live in the building, 268-724. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Ebony Brunson. This is Ms. Brunson.
Yes, this is Diva. This is Ebony Brunson. This is Diva Mary Kay. You now live on Diva Spot Radio. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I'm the guy you're talking to on the internet.
On Facebook,
on
right?
On computer. Huh?
Yes, on Facebook. We thank you so much for calling in. And on today, we're talking about, you know, the neighborhood church, how hard it's been for, you know, we were talking about the neighborhood church open up the doors to have an after-school program for the children. Because with all the after-school programs getting cut and all the funding getting cut, how wonderful would it be for the church to have an after-school program?
How wonderful would it be?
Yes.
It'd be weird, but it'd be, a steal of a deal. See, I don't know if you understand my language because I'm from Antigua. I'm calling from Antigua.
Yeah, I understand everything you're saying.
Huh?
I understand. I hear you clearly.
Is this live?
Yes, we're live on the air. We are live on the air.
Okay, can we, you can take me out of the air, please?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I can hear you. Say it again.
You can take me out of the air?
Well, I didn't hear what you just said right there, but I'm going to try to get back to you. But I just thank you for calling in because I couldn't exactly hear what you're saying, but what we're talking about on today is just being thankful to God. Churches open up your homes. Community open up your heart to the church. Start working together. Start loving together. Start knowing each other. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. If you can't depend on your child's mother or you can't depend on your child's father or you got somebody that you can't depend on to watch your kids, why you go to school, go to school too and go to work, why not go to the church? The church is committed. There's committed hearts in the church. I'm not saying everybody is in there because y'all know sometimes church folks can be the worst folks. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying take it to your pastor. Don't try to work it out. Take it to the Lord. Let the Lord move you to take it to your pastor. That's what it's about. at the end of the day. It's about nothing else but giving it over to God. Because where you going to go if you don't give it over to God? At the end of the day, you're going to be saying, you know what, I should have just let Lord do what he do and let him be the God of my understanding. Let him take the time out to give him the praise. We got about 3 minutes left in the show. I want to give a couple of a shout out to the people who continue to support and continue to show love, because that's definitely what it's about. I want to give a shout out to Future Guru 100. I want to give a shout out to Genius. I want to give a shout out to Tech Beat. I want to give a shout out to Beat Bonds. I want to give a shout out to Y Dot. I also want to give a shout out to I Am Tweak Beats. I want to give a shout out to Lush Radio Online. I want to give a shout out to Arsene. I want to give a shout out to Drake Bitches. I want to give a shout out to Tom Black. And I also want to give a shout out to my little niece, Messiah, because I love her with all my heart. I want to give a shout out to my son, Makai Sherrod, because I love you with all my heart. I'm so thankful. Thankful for just being in the position to continue to worship with y'all. I'm so thankful that God blessed me with a family and with a mate who continues to bless me. I'm going to open up a line real fast. Future Guru 100, hold on. I can hear you now. Can you hear me? Wait a minute.
Hey.
Stay still.
Shout out.
Hey,
shout
everybody,
out.
What's going on?
Shout out to the spiritual feeding, and I was been listening the last couple of days. I'm definitely glad you're doing your thing and giving it up to God. You know, once we put God first and not be selfish and try to help others, what we do and want to do for ourselves kind of fall into place. So I just want to give a little testimony to what God is doing for me. I'm just thankful. Definitely listening to your prayers at the end of the show, keeping me grounded, keeping me focused. And I'm just glad everybody that call in to support your show and they know what it is. Anybody that's calling your show know that you're putting God first. So that's what I had to say. I just want to let them know.
Thank you so much. And you just reminded me to say the prayer. I'm going to say it now. Father God, dear Father, you are the giver. Father God, you are just a blessing. We come to you humble today, our Father who are in heaven, just as you watch over us every moment of our lives. Give us here on earth the passion to do the same. Our children need watchful, caring eyes upon them all the time. Father, please send angels of mercy, to surround our school children and give us the wisdom and courage to open up the doors to those in need. I'm so thankful. I just got to say joyful right now. And that's exactly what we're about to get into at the end of the show. Stay tuned tomorrow, 9 a.m. West Coast and 12 p.m. East Coast. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, man. I'm out, y'all.
Drive the dark down away.